7-9 today.
Rather than fight the same tired battles that have dominated Washington for decades, it's time to try something new. Let's invest in our people without leaving them a mountain of debt. Let's meet our responsibility to the citizens who sent us here. Let's try common sense. A novel concept. Now, to do that, we have to recognize that we face more than a deficit of dollars right now. We face a deficit of trust. Deep and corrosive doubts about how Washington works that have been growing for years. To close that credibility gap, we have to take action on both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue, to end the outsized influence of lobbyists, to do our work openly, to give our people the government they deserve.
All right, that was just a little bit of Obama's speech. We could break it down in a couple of different ways, most of it centering around money, giving hope back to the people, taking blame for a few things, talking about the deficit there, coming up with a plan to put money into community banks, money that was paid back to the government from that Wall Street bailout that still has people upset due to the big bonuses and whatnot. And, of course, the economic stimulus that really didn't create that many jobs, although we keep hearing about these jobs and now in the State of the Union vowing to get jobless millions of folks back to work and to take a swipe at the Wall Street greed. He did that as well in the State of the Union address. It was the first State of the Union address for Barack Obama. You remember a speech that he made back in February. There were some familiar themes, however, that you could hear throughout the course of what he said. Another thing that he talked about that had nothing to do with money or creating jobs or education or spending, a three-year spending freeze, there was another focus, and it related to gay folks in the military. Here's a little bit of what he said about Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
The notion that we're all created equal, that no matter who you are or what you look like, if you abide by the law, you should be protected by it. If you adhere to our common values, you should be treated no different than anyone else. We must continually renew this promise. My administration has a civil rights division that is once again prosecuting civil rights violations and employment discrimination. We finally strengthened... We finally strengthened our laws to protect against crimes driven by hate. This year, I will work with Congress and our military to finally repeal the law that denies gay Americans the right to serve the country they love because of who they are. It's the right thing to do.
All right, repealing, don't ask, don't tell. Not everybody thrilled about that, particularly people in the military who are worried about the exposure and really honestly, will it not affect the way things work militarily and moving up the chain of command, promotions, all that other sort of stuff. But that's not in play yet. It's something that he's talking about working on. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, the name of the show is America Tonight, obviously starting there with parts of the State of the Union address. Unless a lot of the specifics that were outlined really come true, I think this was a speech that falls flat, but one that was aimed at mirroring the feelings of Americans and really targeted toward the middle class. I'm not surprised. That's what I think the goal of the State of the Union was supposed to be. One of the things that Obama did say related to money, if we bounce back to that for a second, was that the bank bailout was like a root canal. He said, I hated it. And if he hated it that much, I think what should have happened is there should have been more pressure on, for example, Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner to get out of the way, to resign, or they should have axed him. Treasury Secretary Geithner was hot under the collar as he came up with some lame excuses on the Hill earlier in the day to talk about the fact that he says he played no role in the AIG cover-up, but it is contradicted by emails that confirm that both Geithner and the New York Federal Reserve were involved in keeping the details about payments to banks, including Goldman Sachs, way away from the public. Here's a little bit of what that sounded like.
It is unfair to the public servants.
What's not true?
What you just said.
What's not what? What isn't true?
It is not true that the actions we took in AIG were for the benefit of anybody but the millions of Americans who at that point were suffering from the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression. The only way to help reduce that damage, protect that damage, was to fix the system and prevent catastrophic failure that would have made that crisis worse.
You had no knowledge of any cover-up, right? Or intent not to give full information and disclosure?
Of course not.
Of course not. So you took credit for the decision, but not the cover-up.
No.
You've distanced yourself from any cover-up before November 24th. And then, of course, you were out of the picture from November 24th forward. Is that correct?
Congressman, I'm not trying to distance myself from anything. I will take complete responsibility for decisions I was played a role in shaping, was part of shaping, including all decisions up to the 24th in this case. And I'm happy to take responsibility for all decisions I've made.
Then you were aware of 100 cents on a dollar bail.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And the risk that was posed by that offer. So you knew about that, but you weren't attempting to cover up. That's your testimony.
Of course not.
Today. Okay. So I believe either you made a bad decision there, or, in fact, there was the attempt to cover up one of the biggest bailouts, backdoor bailouts, in history.
Yeah, and I agree. It was backdoor cover-up, and I'm not buying what Geithner's selling. At one point, John Mika, Florida, pushed Geithner and said, why shouldn't we ask for your resignation? We're not getting the whole story. We're getting the blame story. And you're either incompetent on the job or you knew. I love that. You're either incompetent on the job or you knew what was taking place and you tried to conceal it. I think it's grounds for your review. And, of course, Geithner, and you could hear that in his voice there, he became very upset when he was labeled as coming up with lame excuses for one. And just for some background so all of you know, and this is why I'm leading to this, in November and December of 2008, the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, which was headed by Geithner, as I already mentioned, instructed the bailed out AIG to hide from the public details regarding payments that the insurance company made to banks, including Goldman Sachs. And AIG paid several banks 100% of the face value of credit default swaps, as other financial institutions were negotiating deep discounts for the unregulated paper assets that don't have to be backed by cash. So you get the deal here, right? The decision to pay the banks in full might have cost AIG, and that means you and me, the taxpayers, because we bailed them out, $13 billion over the difference or over the odds. Woo! He needs to go. Stay with us.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
2, 3, ooh-hoo, 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 ooh-hoo. Well, my heart knows better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. Ooh-hoo, came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on.
All right, Obama ooh-hoo did all the talking at the State of the Union address. If you want to give it a grade, feel free to do so. We've heard a lot of this conversation before. The spending freeze for 3 years, I guess, was new, and then the money into the community banks was new, but we'll see. Call me a skeptic. 800-259-5791. Mark is listening to us in the great state of New York. Hello, Mark.
Hey, honey. Really quick, the other Mark is starting to sound like this Mark. Did you hear his phone call tonight?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
But I love it. I want to have... Listen, I can't critique the speech because I didn't listen to it. I only heard bits and pieces of it, and I heard responses to other radio shows and yours to the speech. And one was particularly depressing, a response. An older gentleman said he was brought to tears by some parts of it, but he just wished that he could believe that the man was telling the truth. That was what this call into a shortwave broadcast said. And that pretty much sums it up. I mean, to talk about transparency and openness, is he serious? Are they serious? No wonder the country has such a small, feeling about Congress, and it's just I don't get it. Really quick, Geithner should step down because he's lying through his teeth. As John Crudell of the New York Post, we talked about the business section of the Post. He's mentioned the emails between Paulson, Geithner, and Bernanke. They're not telling the truth because they don't want you to realize how much money they've stolen from us. And Obama got more money from the bankers than McCain, and so he's just doing what he's told to be done. I got sick of Mr. Bush towards the second term because I was fooled, just like everyone else or a lot of other people, not everyone else. I can't even look at this guy anymore, and it's got nothing to do with race, please. It's a fallacy. It's just I don't know where the hell we're going. It's just I just can't look at him and believe that he's telling the truth. And if I could, just 10 seconds.
Yeah, go ahead.
The New York Post talked about the Justice Department. This is maybe one of the reasons why some of our troops are killing themselves, the suicide rate, because they know that the commander-in-chief does not have their back. there's two people. One fellow by the name of Neil Katyal, who is the principal deputy solicitor general in the Justice Department. And he was, before he was in the Justice Department, he was defending Osama bin Laden's lawyer in the courts. And he also has a woman named Jennifer Daskal, who says months ago was an anti-Guantanamo activist. And she's in the Justice Department's National Security Division. You put all this together, you know, who's in the Justice Department in addition to this unqualified Eric Holder, and what's going on is giving rights to detainees. Whose side are they on? It's not wrong for the people of this country to ask, whose side are these people on? It doesn't seem to be on the side of this country, and I'll leave it at that. Thank you, sweetie.
All right, Mark, short and sweet, but, yeah, I don't think anything was really cleared up in the State of the Union speech for certain. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hello, Don.
Hi, Kate. Well, I lasted through half of it.
And you fell asleep.
I know. I couldn't handle the rest. I just thought I got to go. So, now, you know, Kate, by the way, I hope the people out there don't think America's supposed to last forever.
What do you mean last forever? That we're supposed
to... Well, I mean, every empire has fallen on this planet,
okay.
You know? I mean,
sure.
And for crying out loud, we named a majority of our government and, you know, after the Roman Empire, you know, government, and I'm just like, you know, hey, they fell, you know? So, but, I mean, I'd love to see this country keep moving on, but, you know, it just doesn't... Anyway, there's lots of...
Well, wait, there's something in the seeds of what you're saying there. So you think you like capitalism and you like democracy and you love this country, so you'd like to see the three stay intact, but you're not so certain in your lifetime it will?
Exactly. And this is why, okay? This is why the Roman Empire fell, okay? America was set out. To be a country. Do you remember the movie Far and Away with Tom Cruise? I'm going to America.
Yeah.
I'm going to work. I'm going to earn my way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's what capitalism is about. It's about you doing what you can to earn your way and not expect the government to come out and give you a handout. Unfortunately, there's become too many people in this country who believe that way, that if I can't make it my way, the government's supposed to take care of me. Okay? It's exactly what happened with Rome. So, you know, towards the end, they were all expecting Caesar to save them, and, you know, they lost the ingenuity to continue to earn it on their own, to be, you know, to be their own little self-businessman, whatever you per se, you know. And a lot of people make that mistake at a young age. They don't get their education. You know, it's proven time and time again that education is what leads to success. You know, and if you decide sometime at a young age that I'm not going to do this or I'm not going to do that or I'm not going to get a higher education, then you have to live with that decision, you know. And you need to realize I'm not going to be able to live rich. I'm not going to be able to, you know, I'm not going to be as successful as I could be. I'm in that boat, okay? You know, I don't want nobody coming giving me a handout, though. You know, I mean, anyway.
You're not in that boat because you're a scrapper, you're a survivor, and you're right, I understand what you're saying about education, but there are people who also thrive because they roll up their sleeves, they take the initiative, they might not have the piece of paper, and you know this, Don, and they're able to make it happen in another way, but the problem is, I understand what you're saying, they're far and few between, and that's the big problem, they're waiting to get bailed out to be on welfare, to line up and get cheese, to say, well, forget it, I'll just take the unemployment because I can live on that or whatever.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, as for myself, I'm just saying that I could have done better and been in a better situation than I am now, and I could have done a lot worse, you know.
Right.
But unfortunately, there's a mindset, and that's only one of the reasons why I'm a little worried about who and what comes into this country. That, you know, there's reasons why countries around the world are third world nations, and it's not got nothing to do with all they just had the bad luck stick stuck
right.
on them or something
right,
like that,
right,
you know.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's a way of thinking, and it's a way, you know, and in this country, you work your tail off, and you earn things, and you make wise choices with the money that you have,
mm-hmm.
and you can be a success, whether that's, you know, starting out, you know, joining the army, having them help you, or the military, have them help you pay your education, or et cetera, or, you know, there's opportunities there. But unfortunately, a lot of people pass them up, and then they're sitting back 20 years later going, oh, gee, I can't handle it myself. Hey, listen, I know we're out of time, so we got to get to the hypocrisy of tonight, okay?
Okay.
He says he wants to be the leader of green energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, of course, now this is the same party that 30 years ago, you know, destroyed the nuclear industry, basically, mm-hmm. with a flipped-out movie and scared the living heck out of America to where nuclear energy is not safe. At the same time, their little socialist pansies across the pond in France have been using nuclear energy for that same amount of time. Mm-hmm. They lead the world in producing nuclear energy. And, I think like 60% of Europe's electricity comes from France, from their nuclear power plants.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But no, here we couldn't do that. So what's that leave, Kate? Coal-fired plants generating our electricity. Think of all of the last 30, 40 years, how much coal, the emission or CO2 has gone up in the air. 60%, or what is it, 68%
right.
of our coal, of our CO2 emissions that go in the air come from our electricity plants?
Sure.
You know? But he wants to lead that. And then the hypocrisy to it, Kate, he's talking about high-speed rail. How are those high-speed rails going to be generated? What are they going to be using to power them?
Electricity.
And where is he going to get that electricity from? Coal-fired plants. It's just like these idiots who talk about electric cars. Really? You're going to charge it up in your house at night? Where are you getting that electricity from? You know? Yeah, we've talked before. I'd love to see us go to wind, solar, you know, more hydro electricity. But that's going to take years to get to. You know? The fastest way to solve the issue is to get back on the nuclear energy plan. And but unfortunately, these same little crybabies running around screaming green gas, you know. The other thing that's interesting, I wanted to point out real quick, I know we're up against it. He talked about jobs, you know, that they saved 2 million jobs.
Yes, yeah.
You know, and he might be right. And by the way, you could tell during the speech, he's a cool guy, don't you think?
That's what he's trying to come across as, yes.
No, he is. I'm telling you, this guy's a cool mm-hmm. dude. This is the type of dude you'd like to hang out with, you know, just to, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, he makes jokes and, you know, got people laughing. And he seems to be like I said, I like him personally. But, you know, his politics, that's another story. But in any case, though, he, you know, they talked to him. Oh, shoot, I lost my train of thought, Kate. You're up against it, so.
You love the music does that every single time. All right, thanks. I know what you're talking about, though, and you've made some excellent points in talking about the high-speed rail and at the same time saying green, but then you're using electricity in the coal fire plants that's never, ever, ever brought up. Stay with us.
If you like vitamins, say, ilikevitamins.com.
Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplement at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes. Just shake it and take it. Go to ilikevitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 is a multivitamin and mineral formula that supports vision, enhances immunity, reduces stress, helps your heart, memory and mood, energy, digestion, bones and joints, and has super antioxidant age-defying nutrients. All that and saves money, too. 10-in-1 great-tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to 5 different products and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to ilikevitamins.com. That's ilikevitamins.com. Or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000. 10-in-1, the world's greatest liquid vitamin and mineral supplement. Distributors wanted. Details at ilikevitamins.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Of We Can Count here on America Tonight. Did you know that less than a penny of each dollar the U.S. is spending on earthquake relief in Haiti is going actually in the form of cash to that government? Yep, that's according to the AP. They did a review of the relief efforts. They were pretty thorough on it. 2 weeks after President Obama announced that $100 million for Haiti earthquake relief, that that's what we were going to give, the U.S. government's spending on the disaster has quadrupled to $379 million. That's about $1.25 each from everyone in the U.S. Here's how it breaks down. The American dollar roughly would look like this. 42 cents for disaster assistance, 33 cents for U.S. military aid, 9 cents for food, 9 cents to transport the food, 5 cents for paying Haitian survivors for recovery efforts, and just under 1 cent to the Haitian government, about a half a cent to the Dominican Republic, in case you're curious. Oof, how about that? So the interesting thing is, and we can count, the money does count, but most relief experts will tell you it's a mistake to send too much direct coin to the government because, hey, they're in disarray. And guess what? Are you surprised they have a history of corruption in Haiti? And the answer to that is no. You can't be surprised by that. So there are other groups like UN World Food Program, the Pan American Health Organization, nonprofits like Save the Children, that's a popular one with some celebrities. They've sent in everything from the 3.4 million barge that cleared the port for aid deliveries to pinto beans at 40 cents a pound. So they're Responding fast, huh? And remember, that happened back in January 12th. At least 150,000 people are dead. Certainly, the capital of Port-au-Prince devastated. And about a third of the 9 million people absolutely affected by this. Of each U.S. taxpayer dollar, 42 cents funds U.S. AIDS disaster assistance. Everything from $5,000 generators to $35 hygiene kits with soap, toothbrushes, and toothpaste for a family of five. Now, the money going toward the military, that 33 cents, is paying for security, search and rescue teams, and the Navy's hospital ship, the USNS Comfort. And just under a dime has already been spent on food, 122 million pounds of pinto beans. I mentioned the beans before, black beans, rice, corn soy blend, vegetable oil. And when purchased in bulk amounts, the food prices are a little bit low. Pinto beans are a great example of that. That cost the U.S. government roughly 40 cents a pound when you get it in 5 million pound batches. So, and then the whole getting the food to the Haitians, I mentioned that. I broke that down. You have firefighters and trucks and distribution centers and the people to staff them, and that's another 9 cents from every dollar. So that's why the U.S. rarely gives large amounts of money directly to governments. Hello, because you can't defend it. Of course, you cannot defend it. When you look at the corruption that could happen and the situation in Haiti, it's absolutely a prime example of that. All right, here's another interesting we can count, a sad one. Here's a place I've always wanted to go, and who knows if I'll ever get to see it, because they're talking about closing it down to the public, and now more than ever that they may think of doing this in Peru. But what happened in Lima, Peru, is this. We had helicopters that had to take away about 600 more tourists from Machu Picchu, that area, because they had horrible rains, and the rains, I guess, have kind of slackened off. That's the good news. But because there was so much rain, there were mudslides that blocked the only land route from the famed Inca Citadel. So it stranded 1,600 travelers. I mean, this is a very popular tourist destination, Machu Picchu, the 15th century Incan fortress that, you know, is what, 8,000 feet above sea level, I want to say. So what happened was the train line was cut. It was the only transportation link to that area on top of that mountain ridge. And then all they could do was figure out a way to fly out the tourists. You had the river that was eroding the site where the rescue helicopters were landing. So you had a situation where you had stranded tourists that are also being victimized by price gouging because of food, water, and accommodations. Hello, they're scarce in a very isolated Machu Picchu Pueblo. It's a village of 4,000 people. Oh, can you imagine the chaos of that? And travelers were just trickling in. It was a really high time for people to be there. Typically, I'm just going to give you the example, bottled waters were selling for, bottles of water were selling for each for about $3.50 or $4. Oh, man. You know, Machu Picchu was actually discovered in 1911, and that's almost, what, 400 years after the Spanish arrived. And it was tough for them to get, and they still have so many left, it's tough to get the tourists out. They could only do, in breaking the numbers down, 120 tourists an hour. So, as for the Americans, roughly it's been estimated that about 400 Americans, 700 Argentinians, 300 Chileans, 215 Brazilians were among the group of travelers that were stranded. Lucky for the Americans, the U.S. had about 6 helicopters stationed in Peru for drug interdiction and police training so they were able to join the Peruvian military and the private helicopters in that rescue. Man. All right, and we've got another one that that's kind of interesting, I think. And we can count this from London. If you first look at it, it looks like the partial remains of a mosaic. And it's a digital billboard. It kind of grabs your attention. I know somebody who recently went by there and said, you're looking about kind of in your vision, I guess, picture, if you will, three walls of a gallery that stretch about 40 yards. Pretty big, right? So what the artwork is, I'm going to call it artwork, it is the American service men and women who have died in Iraq and Afghanistan. And what the artist has tried to do, this mosaic, is to portray or chronicle the men and women who have died there since 2001. Inside this mosaic, you have 5,158 portraits, and each one on a piece of card 4 inches by 3 inches. And, wow, just incredible. And if there wasn't a picture that was available, you have a blank white card with a name that's used instead. The portraits are pencil sketches with the cards themselves color-coded to depict the fallen, you know, the racial diversity, I guess, off-white, dark brown, yellow, etc. Some of the cards had the more information than she had, obviously, to work with. It would vary. Some of the cards had brief biographical details of the subjects. Others just had their name and hometown and age and the date that they died. And it's kind of like a grid of these names. And I think it's incredibly interesting and a memorial, really, a testament to the people who have given their lives in this effort. And to see it across, spread out across those gallery walls has to be something incredible. I've seen photographs of it. It kind of looks like a map. And you had some of the portraits were big and some were a little bit smaller. And bravo to the artist who put this together. And the woman who did it, from San Francisco, California, said the initial intention was to transform just these numbers, abstract numbers of the death tolls, into something a little bit more meaningful. So she started to sketch the portraits in 2004 without knowing they would leave the studio, actually working 7 days a week for more than a year. And at first, she depicted soldiers killed in Iraq, but then extended it to include the Afghanistan campaign as well. And that has to be an incredibly, incredibly powerful sight to see. I mean, wow. To me, it seems like a tribute to the people who are on this gallery wall, and I would say more than the numbers in the segment of We Can Count, I would say bravo to the artist for turning something that was just a little project into something that became so huge in the end. And I can imagine a lot of the families must be pretty appreciative for the efforts. Coming back on the flip side, we're going to talk about the iPad and some more odds and ends. Stay through.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity
capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Have you ever needed something but you forgot? You know, some of our Life Change Tea customers forget to order, and then they ask us for some rush shipping. What if it was automatic? You know, no gimmicks, just your product smooth sailing to you automatically. And what if there was free tea? In AutoShip, there's some free tea, so call us for details. That's 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our AutoShip program has no lock-ins, and you can cancel at any time. Free tea. If AutoShip be, so call us. There's no better way to jumpstart your health. Look us up at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com.
Perfect for this next guy, Steve Jobs and Apple. Boy, always on the cutting edge of technology, don't you think? The deal is, though, initially when they come up with their cool gadgets, if you're interested in them, you have to shell out some pretty chunky bucks. So it's always a good idea to wait, let them iron out the kinks, and then sell it for less if you're a patient person. But they've been talking about the iPad tablet computer for a long time, and they're actually calling it kind of a new third category of mobile devices that isn't a smartphone or a laptop, but something, I guess you would call it, sort of in between. And here's what that sort of unveiling or explanation sounded like.
We call it the iPad. So let me show it to you now. This is what it looks like. I happen to have one right here. That's what it looks like. Very thin. It sits like this. So, just give you a little overview. It's very thin. And you can change the background screen, the home screen, to personalize it any way you want. People put their own photos on it, I'm sure, but we ship a few, and You can make it anything you want. And what this device does is extraordinary. You can browse the web with it. It is the best browsing experience you've ever had. It's phenomenal to see a whole web page right in front of you, and you can manipulate with your fingers. It's unbelievably great. Way better than a laptop. Way better than a smartphone. And you can turn iPad any way you want. Up, down, sideways. It automatically adjusts however you want to use it. And again, to see the whole web page is phenomenal. Right there, holding the internet in your hands. It's an incredible experience. Phenomenal for mail. You want to focus in on a message? You can do that. See your inbox. Again, just turn iPad sideways. Get a different view on your mail. Push the compose window. A keyboard pops up that's almost life size. It's a dream to type on.
All right, so the iPad, if you want to type on that dream, it'll only cost you $499 up to $829. It is below what they thought it was going to come in at which was $1,000. Oof. So now you've got the whole recession thing to deal with if you're Apple and you have all these other devices, and now you're going to get the iPad, right? It's a half inch thick. It weighs 1.5 pounds. It has a touchscreen like Steve Jobs was explaining. And it comes with 16, 32, or 64 gigabytes of flash memory. It has Wi-Fi and Bluetooth built in. It has a battery that lasts 10 hours and can sit for a month on standby without needing a charge. Cool. Do you like the idea of this device, Donovan Madsen?
It's an interesting idea, but I can't say I'm going to be an early adopter of it.
Mainly no, it's too expensive.
Have, you know, $800 lying right around to buy a fancy toy that replicates the computer I already have.
And I think that what you're saying is what's going to be what most Americans are going to say, that it's a terrific, cool thing, and there's some neat things that you can do with it, but the affordability. So a large screen makes it easier to touch type than on a smartphone and all that stuff. And it has other things that you can do with it. And I talked about the memory and all that sort of stuff. But tablet computers have been around for a while. And they're not talking about that, but there have been other tablet computers. So if you already have a laptop, a smartphone, all those things, just like Donovan said to his point, would it really be necessary to get that? Although somehow Steve Jobs always finds a way to appeal to our inner child, I guess, if you like technology and the newest, biggest, baddest things. It's cheaper than the hot rod car. But no camera still or video. As he said, it's like holding the internet in your hands. I happened to post this on Facebook and I got some interesting responses to it. One guy said, I think folks who own a Mac will get it and go get it soon. It's unlocked and not dependent on AT&T for games, video, music, books, mags, its intended uses. It'll be great. And it really creams the Kindle and found a market pretty quickly. Here's something else that here's some other stuff that I got. Microsoft Windows is still the dominant computer operating system. Apple has a nice system with the Mac, but it's not making a serious dent in the Windows market share. Apple has found success with the iPod and the iPhone, even the people who use Windows. Netbooks are a booming part of the computer business. Right now, almost all of them run Windows. The iPad is Apple's answer to that. It won't gain market share for the Mac, but it will take away from Microsoft and give it to Apple. It's a smart move. Okay, so, you know, I think what happens is that people who are real tech freaks will maybe wait until it comes down a little bit. You know, see if the price comes down, and I always think I agree. I don't think you get the first of anything. You wait until they work the kinks out. But, you know, it's more cool-looking stuff from Apple. And as I said, Steve Jobs always seems to tap into what people want moving forward. Probably the 20-something and those who can afford to pretend they're 20-something, I guess. All right, moving forward, a couple of other things that we haven't touched on. We talked ad nauseum about the President's State of the Union address. I think it missed the mark, although I'm not a big fan of what the administration has done so far. Hey, like anyone else, we can go back to the first couple of days of Obama in office, and, you know, there were arguments over whether people were rooting for Obama to fail. You know, it's just disgruntled people on the right or people who couldn't make up their mind or people who wanted Hillary Clinton or whatever were rooting for him to fail. I am definitely not rooting for the president to fail because I'm not rooting for the United States to fail, whoever the leaders are, whether I voted for them or not or don't agree with some of their policies. But the problem is we get this rhetoric, I don't quit, the sort of I'm one of you and we're going to do this with the banks. But let's see the action. I've said this, forget Obama. I've said this from day one when I came on to do America Tonight. There's just so much hot air. And some people are good at turning a phrase and weaving words. But will we actually have anything behind those words? Will any of what was discussed materialize? Or will we come back for another State of the Union address and hear the same things? There is gridlock in Washington. People are frustrated by it. I mentioned a poll in a previous hour where Americans were so unhappy with what was going on in Washington, they didn't trust the people there and don't like what's happening. 70% of us don't have a favorable attitude. That tells you something. That cuts across any kind of political, I think, political party, whether you declare yourself a libertarian, a conservative, a Republican, a Democrat, an independent, whatever, it doesn't matter. You can feel the frustration. So we'll see. He's thrown a volley out. We'll see if any of these things that were mentioned will actually kick in and work. And you have to ask yourself, do you agree with the State of the Union? Do you agree with where we're headed in this country? And you, the voters, will be able to have a say in all of this coming up pretty soon here before the end of the year. Remember, we still do live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, as I am fond of saying. So continue to get back up on that horse, go round that carousel, reach out, my friends, and try to grab that brass ring.